You're listening to Cross Currents from KALW News. I'm Ben Trefney, in for Hannah Baba. This week promises lots of rain for the whole Bay Area, but too much of a good thing can sometimes turn bad. Erosion, mudslides, and flooding are a danger. In 1998, El Niño storms caused over $500 million of damage statewide. 17 people died, and 35 counties were declared federal disaster areas. East Palo Alto was hit especially hard. The San Francisquito Creek flooded after a week of heavy rain and damaged 1,700 homes. This winter, residents are worried the same thing could happen again. KALW's Angela Johnston has the story.
Spencina Sims remembers the 98 flood like it was yesterday.
It was a lot of rain.
Her backyard borders the San Francisquito Creek in East Palo Alto. She and her husband Curtis have lived in this house for 50 years. Curtis says he was watching television when he got a call from his neighbor asking if they were going to evacuate. He was surprised.
Until I went to the patio and water was almost, you know, like I said, coming through the bottom of the patio door. So that's when we left.
As they scrambled to leave, firemen and police officers began driving around in cars and boats, speaking through megaphones, urging people to evacuate.
And we was out of our house for 3 months.
They moved in with a relative a few blocks away. They didn't have flood insurance, so they had to pay most of the repair bills themselves, thousands of dollars, before they could move back home. Then, in 2012, the creek overflowed again. This time, it only flooded their garage.
And we had water, I mean, up to almost our knees when we got in the car to leave here.
Curtis takes me out into the backyard to show me signs of the previous floods. He points to a fence they built after the 1998 flood. The creek is right on the other side. He unlocks the gate and we walk out onto the creek's levee. It's basically just a raised pile of gravel and dirt. The bottom foot of the fence is coated with a fine layer of dry mud. He says it's left over from 2012.
See that mud?
Yeah.
That'll tell you how the water come up on the fence. And over there, the most of the water, it come over there, but it spread it across this whole area.
Curtis hopes that if the creek overflows this year, it'll be different. That his neighborhood will be protected by something called a sandbag burrito. Yes, a sandbag burrito.
Well, basically, it's taking sand, either in sandbags or sand-free sand, and wrapping it in concrete.
That's Len Matterman. He's the executive director of the San Francisquito Creek Joint Powers Authority. The sandbag burritos are actually a well-known piece of infrastructure in the engineering world. And on the outside, they don't look much like actual burritos, just long cement mounds. It's the wrapping process that gives them their names. The sand is like the rice and beans. They get wrapped tightly in a tarp, the tortilla. And then that gets wrapped again in cement, the foil. Their purpose?
To raise the elevation of the levee to slightly more than match what's on the Palo Alto side.
The San Francisquito Creek runs through the towns of Palo Alto, East Palo Alto, and Menlo Park. It also divides two counties. After the 1998 flood, they all got together to try to restore the creek, to make sure the same thing didn't happen again. The idea, Matterman said, was to transform the creek into something that people could be proud of, not afraid of. But that's easier said than done.
This creek is the county line. It's also the dividing line between cities. It's very difficult to work on a creek that is a county line and a city line because you have different players that have different interests, and there's no way to fix half of it.
The sandbag burritos were constructed early last year in preparation for El Niño. They're only temporary, though. They'll last about 4 or 5 years before they start to rot and disintegrate from within. The real fix has just started, completely rebuilding the levee, making it wider, higher, and stronger to prevent flooding in even the worst of storms.
This whole community here is below sea level. And if water overtops, and you think about it, it basically just starts filling up behind the levee. And so it doesn't have a way to drain to the bay. It's kind of like a bathtub, right? It just starts filling up. And that's what really worries us.
It's especially worrisome because one side of the creek is more vulnerable than the other. Matterman and I are standing on the bank of the creek in East Palo Alto, And just feet away, right in front of us, is the city of Palo Alto, a completely different city with a different government, a university, an airport, the 101 freeway. And Palo Alto is not below sea level. It's also one of the wealthiest cities in the Bay Area. East Palo Alto is one of the poorest. And most of the 5,000 or so homes in the creek's floodplain are in East Palo Alto.
There's definitely property damage and life safety issues in Palo Alto. But in terms of life safety, this is the really critical area right here.
Where we're standing, where Spencina and Curtis Sims live. And if the Palo Alto side of the creek is built even just an inch higher, East Palo Alto will always flood. That's why it was important to build the sandbag burritos the exact same height on both sides. Last year's El Nino was predicted to be stronger than the one in 1998, the one that displaced Spencina and Curtis Sims and so many others from their homes. But it didn't live up to the hype.
This will protect people from what we saw 3 years ago, but not what we saw 17 years ago.
Only a new, rebuilt levee will prevent that type of flooding. The permanent fix was supposed to be finished last year, but because of the mix of cities, counties, and organizations involved, construction only started this past June. But at least both sides of the creek are talking.
It's extremely difficult, but it's also very refreshing to see them all work together.
Dennis Parker lives just down the street from the Sims in East Palo Alto. He moved here in 1999, the year after the last big flood. And he knows that the sandbag burritos won't work as well as the permanent fix. His house doesn't back up along the creek, but he's still preparing his family and his neighborhood for a major flood.
Some people make their own emergency kits, but you can also buy them.
He became a leader of his community emergency response team. He learned how to operate a ham radio and keeps emergency kits in his two cars and another one in his garage.
It's got some drinking water, it's got a flashlight, it's got a first aid kit.
Parker says he's happy there's been some creek restoration work this year, and he thinks the sandbag burritos are a good sign. He's getting ready for the worst, but it's been difficult to convince his neighbors to do the same.
But, you know, people are just apathetic in general. They really don't want to think about. Well, some of it is apathy and some of it is denial. Oh, it's not really going to rain that hard.
At an El Nino prep meeting last year, only a dozen or so residents came out. This upsets Parker. He says it might be because of a language or cultural barrier. According to the last census, East Palo Alto is over 60% Latino. Or maybe, he says, it's because East Palo Alto doesn't have its own local paper. Whatever the cause, it makes him worried. Worried about how people are going to know something is wrong.
It's like, how do you really know when it's time to get out of here?
A new flood warning app created by Len Matterman and the Joint Powers Authority can help. But you need internet or cell phone access to use it. I asked Spencina and Curtis Sims if they've signed up. They don't use the internet, they told me. They'll get live updates from friends and family.
You ain't got to worry about it, so we be aware. We'll know it when it happens.
The Joint Powers Authority has paused construction of the levee for the winter. They hope to resume in the spring. Until then, people like the Sims are relying on their neighbors and the sandbag burritos. In East Palo Alto, I'm Angela Johnston for Cross Currents.